you can swing your arm as far as you want until it hits the tip of my nose, and then that's assault. That's different. And that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of political interests, both to the left and to the right, that would see that, and instead of just charging the person when they made contact with the nose, would seek to make it illegal to ever swing at all, on the basis that they're doing something for mankind. They're doing something for society by stopping anybody from even being able to swing, and to curtail their freedom to swing, because you never know when somebody just might walk past and just happen to stick their nose out at just the wrong moment, and they're going to save that person, even though the chances of that happening are so incredibly slim. And I think that is part of our problem, is that people in power are so often in pursuit of these defining issues that are self-aggrandizing and yet come at the ruination of so much. What do you think?
I agree, and I think to some extent what you're talking about is what's sometimes known as the precautionary principle. In other words, that we should prevent any new technology being used until we know that it causes no harm, or until we know how much harm it's going to cause, as it were. We should presume against new ideas until we know about the harms they can cause. But the trouble with this principle is that it's totally one-sided. It doesn't take into account the possibility that this new technology could bring enormous benefits that could outweigh the harm. And, you know, for example, in the case of a lot of genetic technologies, there's been a terrific caution in bringing them forward and allowing them to be developed. Genetically modified food is just one example of this, but it's a very key example, because a lot of environmental groups and a lot of governments have said there might be risks in this, therefore we should not allow it. But there might be benefits too. And in 2002, Zambia was offered a large amount of food aid during a terrible drought in which people were dying from famine. Pressure was put on it by a number of non-governmental organizations to refuse the food aid because it was genetically modified corn. And that, they said, might make it toxic. Well, we knew that the risks of genetically modified food to people in terms of their own health are zero. In fact, they are less than most other foods, because at least you know what you've done to the genes, whereas you don't know in most other forms of plant breeding. The Zambian government bowed to these pressures and refused this food aid, which prolonged the crisis and increased the amount of hunger and possibly even caused death. Nobody knows for sure. So my point is that we must not cut off our nose to spite our face. We must not ban things that we think might be dangerous, and in doing so, prevent them doing real good as well. The precautionary principle in that sense condemns itself, because the precautionary principle itself is a danger to society, and therefore it should be prevented.
So the kind of analysis paralysis that people go through, where they measure everything against a perfect solution instead of welcoming glorious failures.
That's right. I mean, if you look at the technological story of the world, it's one of serendipity and experiment and trial and error, you know, and things do go wrong. Now, I'm not saying, you know, we license every drug, whether we know whether it's got risks or not. Obviously, you have to weigh the risks, but you have to weigh the benefits too. And it's very hard to predict what a technology will be used for. When lasers were invented, there were all sorts of ideas dreamed up about what they would be used for in terms of weapons and things. But in fact, lasers are mostly used to, you know, read movies off discs so that we can watch them on our TVs, right, or whatever. Nobody predicted that.